And we've got some breaking news now out of Berlin. Germany has finally agreed to allow Leopard 2 tanks to be sent to Ukraine and has also approved their re-export from partner countries. Let's bring in Dominic Cain, who's live for us in Berlin and has more on these developments. Dominic, what happens now? Talk us through the timeline.
Well, what happens now is everyone says, why has it taken Germany so long to do this? Where do we go from here? What we know is a company of Leopard 2 tanks, that's 14 Leopard 2 tanks, will be in the first tranche, as it were, the first slice of resources sent to Ukraine. That's from the German perspective. But then also this idea of the re-exports being allowed. The Polish government, the Finnish government and others had been calling, and indeed the Czech foreign minister yesterday, calling on the Germans to release the tanks being held by other countries. Remember that there are very many Leopard 2 tanks that were sold from Germany to other EU NATO countries, and those are the countries who were beseeching Olaf Scholz to do what he has now done. So the theory is that there will be at some point almost a battalion of tanks. Now that's several companies, of which obviously one is going to be German, and that we know some people suggesting around 90 tanks from all around Europe will be sent to Ukraine. Remember also that we know that the United States government is talking about sending M1 Abrams tanks, and the United Kingdom is sending 14 Challenger 2 tanks, another company of tanks. So it looks as though in the course of the next few weeks, months, these deliveries will take place. But remember that the people who will be using them in Ukraine will need to be trained how to use them.
All right. We really appreciate that update. Dominic Cain, live for us there in Berlin. Thank you.